Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Agricultural techniques that utilize fire to clear land are still widely used in many places around the world. And while these slash-and-burn techniques are generally seen as ecologically harmful, Maria Uriarte, forest ecologist at Columbia University, explains why that isn't always the case.
For thousands of years, farmers have used fire for clearing forest and fallow fields, recycling nutrients, and reducing pests. In many tropical regions, farmers still rely on slash and burn as a cheap, labor-saving way of managing land. Now, with increasing awareness of climate change, the use of fire in agriculture has gotten a bad reputation. It has been associated with deforestation, scape wildfires, and increased greenhouse gas emissions. But is the story this simple? To assess the prevalence and causes of blazes in the Peruvian Amazon during the past decade, my colleagues and I combined climate and demographic data, satellite images of land use and fires, and field interviews with farmers. Throughout the tropics, many farmers are abandoning land or working it only part-time in favor of moving to cities for jobs and services. This is also true in the Peruvian Amazon, where population is going up, but urban areas are growing much faster than the countryside, and in many places, rural populations are declining as people move to cities. Going in, we thought that lower rural population might lead to fewer fires. Instead, we found that the number and size of fires increased most strongly, but rural population declines were the steepest. This told us that a certain level of human presence, with neighbors working together to control fires, helps dampen down destructive fire outbreaks. Although farmers are often blamed for environmental destruction, they planned when, how, and where to burn the land in ways that minimize risk. After all, they have the most to lose. But once people alter the landscape and then move away, fuel loads increase, and fires can get out of control. Rural populations are projected to keep declining in most of the Amazon, and climate change may bring more frequent drought, so fire risk is likely to increase. We may be able to take steps to minimize the danger, but we need to recognize that we can't blame everything on farmers, and that the rapid urbanization of our species can have unforeseen consequences.
That was Maria Uriarte of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.